roads are closed for blocks around the White House. By Wednesday, as many as 25,000 armed National Guard members will be in D.C.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland at the White House. A strong winter storm in the Midwest creating blizzard conditions, making travel difficult.
We'll deal with what Mother Nature delivers, and we'll do our best.
Lee Anderson with the Fargo, North Dakota Public Works Department. The storm shutting down interstate highways in Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, and the Dakotas. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by J.B. Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. J.B. Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a storm-free weekend, but a cooler weekend ahead. Today will be a breezy day, lots of sunshine, high temperature up to about 54. Tonight, mostly clear, colder, overnight low temperature down to about 32. Saturday will be another very chilly day, even with the sun out. High temperature only around 47. We'll fall to the upper 20s on Saturday night. Sunday, still dry but cool, high temperature only in the low 50s. We'll start to warm up a bit early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Lowndes County grand jury has officially indicted the man accused of shooting and killing the late sheriff, Big John Williams. Authorities say William Johnson shot and killed Big John Williams in November of 2019 at a Haynesville gas station. Johnson's arraignment is scheduled for January 29th. Late Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin will be laid to rest tomorrow. He will lie in repose at Montgomery City Hall on Saturday from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. There will then be a graveside service at Greenwood Cemetery at 2 o'clock. And Pike County officials say District 5 Commissioner Charlie Harris has died. Harris served on the Pike County Commission for 28 years from 1993 to 2021. Funeral arrangements have yet to be announced. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Earnest Financial LLC presents
Did You Know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Earnest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, on a Friday TGIF edition. Barry Moore is Congressman from 2nd Congressional District. In the studio, we're taking calls, comments, and viewpoints, 272-9228. Let me go back to the Congressman. Barry, let me play something for you here. Catherine Harris, who used to be with Fox News, is now intelligence reporter for CBS. I believe they tried to take her off the sideline when they were doing all the Durham stuff. But she has an interesting report here on new information about the Capitol rioters. Listen in.
As investigators look over videos from last week's assault on the Capitol, they are learning that some rioters used military-style tactics. Those rioters appeared to use methods like hand signals to communicate, suggesting they had military training. Senior investigative correspondent Catherine Herridge has been looking into this and joins us from Washington. Catherine, what do we learn?
Law enforcement official confirms to CBS News that the identification of rioters who use military-style tactics is a tier one priority for the U.S. Attorney's Sedition Task Force here in Washington.
With federal investigators sifting through more than 130,000 digital media tips, some videos stand out.
I ran this by probably three or four senior SWAT guys, and we all kind of agreed some kind of training.
Scott Sweeto is a former FBI and ATF explosives expert who investigated the 1995 Oklahoma City and 1996 Centennial Olympic Park bombings.
You have all these people that are facing away from the Capitol. Then you have this group that is moving quickly and with a purpose up the steps of the Capitol. That's pretty scary when you look at what those people are doing.
Officials say former or current military and law enforcement have already been arrested for participating in last week's attack. The Pentagon says Jacob Fracker, one of two off-duty Virginia cops arrested for breaking into the Capitol, is a corporal in the Virginia National Guard. And the Army is still trying to determine the current status of Thomas Robertson, who apparently served at different times both for the National Guard and Reserves.
That's, I found that very interesting because I noticed when I looked at the video two things. One, there was a pink flare that was fired. Number two, that there were people that had walkie-talkies. Now, I was kind of going, well, because I've seen some Antifa people walkie-talkies, but then when you get down to military signs and using sign language, which means you would have to coordinate that before the event, that is very troublesome to me.
It is, and you really, like you said, you hear so many things, and of course, I'm sure there are people out there with military training that may have participated in the invasion or the riots or whatever you want to say, Dan, but yeah, that's concerning, and I assume at some point they'll get to the bottom of that. I'd heard that one of Nancy Pelosi's laptops went missing. So it's just, you hear these things and you don't know what to believe. And right. So, and watching the videos with all the face masks and covers, we don't know who's who right there. In some of that case, and I saw last night they arrested, I guess, one of the leaders, Antifa, Black Lives Matter leader, right, that was actually in the building at the time as well.
Right. Now, and he was doing some videotaping, and we have that as another story that we'll try to get to. But what I'm concerned about is, you know, intelligence bureaus will use these kind of, like the White House plumbers, and they'll use former CIA and folks to go do some dirty tricks type thing. I'm just wondering if this is going in that direction.
You know, it just makes you wonder, and that's for sure. I don't have the answer. Obviously, we don't know yet until we get further.
Just raising your awareness.
Yeah, just till we get further into the investigation. But I wasn't aware that they had already covered it in a story this morning or yesterday, so that is fascinating.
Yeah, it's covered. It. I was kind of surprised it's covered on CBS, but I think what they're thinking is that it's white militia type folks, white supremacist militia. I think they may be surprised that it might be somebody else.
That's me. It could well be somebody else would be my thought. And then, of course, like you said there, I saw some video of those groups moving, maybe a couple using hand signals and the guys all in black, and I thought, wow, that's, they're almost precision in what they were doing. It wasn't right. Like it was just a mob.
Well, there's one video I talk to people about, that a guy goes in and puts a rope on a fence, and then he pulls the fencing down and opens up a space that's about 75 feet long. Then there's another guy up on the hill doing hand signals like, come on. And then people start coming across that area.
Coordinated effort, for sure.
Yeah, something's going on.
You know, something's interesting to me, too, Dan. I was in a meeting that morning before all this started at about 8 o'clock, and a friend of mine is a congressman from the Carolinas. There was just about 15 of us in the room, and he said, hey, guys, he said, we are hearing that Antifa people are putting on Trump shirts. And I thought to myself, that doesn't make any sense, because that makes the crowds look bigger. That's not what they would be wanting to do. But later in the day, when you see what happened, you're thinking, well, maybe some of those people in red shirts weren't necessarily truly Trump supporters.
No, because
got heads up that morning. I thought, well, that's odd that they would do that. But now, looking back, it
makes
sense.
When the guy that's got the bike rack and he's got the Trump sign on the outside of it and he's banging the door, that was strictly
intentional.
It was done intentionally. And see, when you go through, I tell the audience this all the time, because of my involvement with, when I was at the White House, with intelligence community. Intelligence community is in the business of disinformation.
That's right.
Disinformation. They want you to believe one thing when it's really another. And we do this all over the world. And when you got people with a Trump flag cape on, that's a little too much.
That's a little bit overplay. Here's the thing, too, Dan. Out my window, when I was looking, once we went to lockdown, I think we were 11 hours.
You said you were at Longworth, right?
That's right, 1504 Longworth, and we were in lockdown. And I could see the window, and I could see out the grass on the Capitol grounds. And, you know, I saw a lot of Trump people, but all the ones that I bumped into and the people that I saw did not look like a mob. They didn't look violent. They were just like you would normally see at Trump rallies. And so that day, I never got nervous about anything. You know, we're in our office locked, but I never felt threatened. But the crowds that I saw didn't look violent either. And so it was odd when I heard what was going on. I couldn't see around the curb that they'd kind of breached the Capitol. I thought, wow, what's going on here?
Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Becky Garrison. Becky, you're on with Congressman Barry Moore. Don't you like the sound of that?
I love the sound of that, Barry. I'm very proud of you, and just want to say I'm glad that you're where you are, and, you know, we're going to be just paying close attention to what you're doing, and I'm very happy to know that I've been talking to Brooks a lot, Mo Brooks, and, yeah, he does love you, and I'm glad that you're surrounding yourself with these good guys who can help mentor you along the way. So, and I'm also very proud of you for your stance the other day. That was huge and big, and I just want to know we got your back, and I'm very thankful.
Thank you, Becky. I told James, I sure appreciate that support and that encouragement. That you know, we're going to do what we need to do, but it's always nice to hear from the people out in the district. So go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah. No, and I was going to say, and I'm so grateful, too. You had told me that you were moving the office up here to Wetumpka, and that is so great. Wetumpka is wonderful, and you picked a great place. I know Bill's going to do a great job, and so I'm glad for that. But I wanted to tell you guys, there was a great Epic Times news story about Michael Yon talking about the events at the Capitol. He is a war correspondent, and he has covered more wars than anybody out there, war correspondent-wise. And he has been spending a lot of time in Hong Kong. And he said what struck him the most, like right off the bat, is that he noticed these were the exact same tactics that were used in Hong Kong. So he thinks there's a real correlation between the two. But that's just a great interview. If you guys haven't seen it yet, it's on Epic Times. Just look up, you can just Google, you know, Epic Times war correspondent, and you'll see Michael Yon will come up. He talks in details about them using the hand signals and how they're passing up masks to each other. They have code words, you know, not code words necessarily, but, you know, it's a well-oiled machine. This was not just a bunch of grandmas and grandpas going up there. I mean, that's what we thought it was.
That's how they wanted
definitely
you to,
going
to
be
appear,
a peaceful
for sure.
protest, yeah. But yeah. So,
yeah, I'll have to check that
anyway,
out.
Anyway, just wanted to draw your attention to that.
I'll do that, Becky. I'll look into that and kind of listen to what he has to say and kind of get the information, because information is power, obviously. We need to know what's going on. It's just been an interesting few days.
Yeah, it has. Well, you keep up the great work and be safe up there.
Thank you. Thank you,
man. Thanks for the telephone call, Becky. Red Top, let me go to you. Red Top, you're on with Barry Moore.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. And Barry, thank you so much for going up there and doing the brave work for all of us. And sorry, it's such a bizarre situation. I wish you could go up there and have more of a pleasant environment to deal with. But kudos for your bravery, and we'll be praying for you. KIV announced that we were getting Space Command up at Huntsville, and Colorado seems to be raising hell about it, blaming you. And, of course, all this blame game and blackmail and blacklisting is really bizarre, man. This is the nastiest bunch I've ever seen. I thought we had seen the nastiest bunch of Democrats. What are your opinions and just your views on that, if these guys are actually going to try to block Space Command? Because the aerospace industry is really one of the top industries in this state. With the Moon Project, I don't know anybody getting as much money as that. So what do you think, sir?
Well, I think we're pretty safe right now. And based on with Richard Shelby in his position where he's at and kind of driving the train, if you will, on approaches, he is able to position us. To, and, of course, Huntsville, like you, we have an incredible track record in Alabama. It's putting a man on the moon and that sort of thing. So, you know, I feel like we're in a good position. I don't feel like it's going away. And as far as the dirty plays by the left, it has really, really gotten out of hand. And, you know, I was telling somebody earlier today, the best thing we can do is just play the best defense we know how. And so that's what we're going to continue to do. You know, to give you guys some encouragement, if you – you know, we won every toss-up seat down the ballot in Congress. So we closed the gap on Nancy's majority. And, you know, I think if we can hold this thing together and not self-destruct, there's an opportunity for us to continue to get that work towards that majority in 2022, which is just 24 months away. And so we have an opportunity to continue to lead. And, like I said a while ago, I told these folks here, you know, when you got the ACLU saying the left has gone too far, that's quite impressive and amazing. I think there's true liberals. I actually have a friend of mine who is a lifelong liberal. I mean, when I tell you she's a progressive liberal for the most part, she told us two nights ago she is no longer a member of the Democratic Party.
Because
wow.
They've
gone too far.
And I'm talking about a person in my district.
Okay.
And she has been an outspoken Democrat liberal. And even this is beginning to scare them. The level of what they're going to silence voices, regardless of whether you agree with them or not, and censor people on social media, that sort of thing. I think even the long lifelong progressives, I call them, or especially the liberals, the true libertarians, are looking at this going, they've gone too far and they've lost my support. They'll drive this train off the cliff. They always do. We just got to be ready to pick up the pieces and build from there.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I think we need to be positive and be smarter than they are is the only solution we have to this.
That shouldn't be too hard.
No. Yeah, ain't that the truth?
You got to really be smart, though, when they're cheating. When they're cheating, you got to really be smart. It's like if you're a football team and the other side's cheating, you got to really be good. So we've got to be smart, but you're right. We'll be okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Richard. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Barry Moore in the house, 272-9228.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is with us, and buddy, it didn't take us long to get through 2020.
Wow, I mean, 2020 was here, and hopefully it is gone. And, you know, I just want to thank all the wonderful customers we have, the new ones, the old ones. You know, this year started off crazy, and it finished off with a bang. I tell you, our customers were great. They came in, they shopped, we did a lot of mail order, did lots and lots of great gifts for people, and I just wanted to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of our heart at Tucker Pecan, being such loyal customers and buying local, shopping local, and doing the things that needed to be done this year to make it through this COVID. And you know what? 2021 is going to be a great year for us at Tucker Pecan. We're going to do all kinds of new, exciting things and hopefully make next year bigger and better than ever.
Where are you located?
We're located located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
And from David and the gang at Tucker Pecan, have a happy and prosperous New Year.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Marquita Wilson, the owner of Five Star Bail Bonds. And when it comes to advertising my business, I advertise with the best, Blue Water Broadcasting. My number one choice. Blue Water have definitely helped increase my business. Give Blue Water a call today.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Thanks for the telephone calls. Really appreciate it. Barry Moore, Congressman, 2nd Congressional District, in the house. Before I go back to the phones, Barry, let me ask you about the 10 Republicans who voted for impeachment. What is the tone towards them? And I think I've got Liz Cheney's number here of why she did what she did. But what is the tone of the caucus towards them?
Obviously, a great deal of frustration. You know, it's not like this is early in his presidency. This is 7 days. The 13th, it would only left them 7 days to complete it. And so, I was terribly disappointed with him. And, you know, we need to stick together. It seems like the Democrats always do a pretty good job of sticking together. Absolutely. The fact that we lost 10 on this is a shocker to me. Some media sources were saying 12. I was predicting 9 just because I knew what was going on. And, you know, I think Liz Cheney was probably the most troubling one because she's chairman of our caucus, and for her to allow the Democrats to use her as ammunition against the process against us,
or to be used—I mean, the Democrats are used. She did it herself.
Yeah, she did it, and then during the debate on the floor, they kept saying, "Well, even your chair, your caucus chair, you know." And so we had to hear that all day. Her name and the fact that she was for this, and it made our job, Jordan, myself, and us defending the president a lot harder. And so that's frustrating for us.
Do you think there'll be retribution against her and her chairmanship?
I do. I think it's coming. I think there are people out there. There were 148 of us that voted to contest the elections. You know, that counts your House and Senate members. And so the fact that then she turns her back on the impeachment 7 days out, yeah, we're coming with that.
How many House members oppose the vote?
You know, there's 200 and what? There are 211, I think, right now. We got one seat that's vacant. So we about 200 of them because we were 10 that voted with the Dems, so. And there were 5 no votes. I didn't see the exact count, but the ones that we lost to the, unfortunately, we had 10 Republicans that voted for impeachment. We had 0 Democrats that didn't, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing. I hope something happens. I mean, basically the story goes is that Donald Trump is talking about, mentions Liz Cheney by name. Her dad calls her and tells her what the president just did, and she was about to go to the floor, and then the stuff happened. Mm-hmm. And if you look at when he mentions her in the tape, it's towards the first part of the hour, right. Not the back end of the hour. It's about minute marker 35 or so, and he mentions her name, and then the people are breaking, she's going down the floor and people are breaking in. I don't, he hadn't even finished his speech at that time.
Right.
And I think she just got mad.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, you saw.
And she represents whole school, without a doubt.
And a lot of these folks rolled over to the pressure. I mean, if you get right down to it, they just rolled over to the media's narrative that Trump did this. And so I think there were 10 of them that bought into the idea that, you know, Trump somehow instigated this riot. But like I said, we had documents that showed 24 hours before that the FBI said something like this could happen. So it wasn't something the president said. And my understanding is the guard was called at a minute 109, and the president finished speaking at 111. So it couldn't, and it's a 40-minute walk, so it wasn't a lot of what he said to that crowd that actually got down to the building.
Right.
So yeah, the timeline doesn't seem to work well for the left.
So on the guard, because you were part of the guard, right?
I was, yes, sir.
I mean, I tried to explain to the audience, guard is not an instant ready force. I mean, you got to go home,
that's
get
right.
your stuff, go to the terminal, you know, check in, get your weapons, get your equipment. I mean, it's, people think, oh, they're sitting somewhere ready to go. It's not the Minuteman.
It's just like the volunteer fire department. Those guys got other jobs. They're at home or wherever the case may be. And then you call them. They run to the unit down the barracks. They get or whatever, get their equipment, their gear, and come up. And the first few days, I didn't see any of them armed. And that was a little concerning for my mom. You got all these guys out here with no weapons, in which...
Yeah, all they had was shields. That was kind of surprising to me.
That puts them in danger if they really expect a problem. And so, right. But I did see a couple yesterday armed near the entrance to the office building. So,
is it true that they requested a 50 caliber machine gun?
I haven't seen that. I don't know. I haven't seen a 50 cal. I saw a couple M16s. That's awesome.
Let's go to the phones, Barry. Let's go to Blair. Blair, welcome aboard the Damar Show. You're on with Barry Moore.
Thanks for taking my call. Congressman Moore, I'm so proud of you. I voted for you. I want you to know that. Continue to vote for you. We need people to stand up for conservatives and the people that believe in Christian values. So God bless you. I'm so glad you're up there. And do you have an office that's going to open in Montgomery? Because I live in Montgomery, but I will drive to Wetumpka.
We're going to actually have one in Wetumpka, yes, ma'am. The office in Montgomery is in a federal building, and so our budget doesn't really allow us to have offices everywhere. So we thought it was harder to access for our constituents, so we wanted to get it out of a federal building, more accessible. So one of the main reasons we moved it to the Wetumpka area was so people could get to our personnel, get the help they need without having to go through security and doing all that.
But you're going to be doing going around the district.
Absolutely.
We'll
be announcing that here on the show and obviously on social media. We've got a official Facebook and an official Twitter. If you guys would follow us on Rep. Barrymore on Facebook so we can make sure that as we do these events, we will push that out with the comms team to let you know where we're going to be. And we'll always have somebody there that is pretty sharp on veterans issues, maybe a liaison from the Wounded Warrior Program as well, and then for ag as well as small business constituent issues. So we want to make sure we're so proactive that y'all see us and that we can work with you. And thank you so much for your support, for your votes, and I cherish your prayers as always.
I will be checking in at Wetumpka and getting my name on the list, so I don't miss anything. Thank you, Dan.
Yes, ma'am.
Love
come
you.
See us.
Thank you, Blair. Thank you, my dear. Let me do this. So we have the long break coming up. Let me go to a break, come back, and we'll pick up all these calls with Barry Moore.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, I'm Ashley Smith, owner of Rick's Jewelers. The results we saw after a few weeks running on Blue Water Broadcasting were phenomenal. Our sales rep was easy to work with, and we have been pleased with how helpful the entire team has been. We will continue to run our campaigns across the Blue Water family of stations, especially as we gear up for our busiest time of year.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a storm-free weekend, but a cooler weekend ahead. Today will be a breezy day, lots of sunshine, high temperature up to about 54. Tonight, mostly clear, colder, overnight low temperature down to about 32. Saturday will be another very chilly day, even with the sun out. High temperature only around 47. We'll fall to the upper 20s on Saturday night. Sunday, still dry but cool, high temperature only in the low 50s. We'll start to warm up a bit early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Barry Moore in the house, 272-9228. You have a question, comment, or viewpoint. Our illustrious congressman from the 2nd Congressional District. Now, I've got there's a sponsor of mine that's a neighbor of yours now since you've moved to Wetumpka, and that's Mortgage Corporation in the South. He's got the building that's up on they call it the mountain out there. But I go and visit with him. John Williams, I'll connect the two of you together. You would love him. He's a great guy, very known in the area. But he's helped me with my mortgages, helped audience members with their mortgages. VA, need to get a refinance. FHA, conventional, he can do it all. 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232-876, equal housing lender. Greg, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Barry Moore.
Hello. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How you doing?
Yes, sir. In 2004, Carl Rowe used a black vote to defeat Kerry in Ohio, and he said Kerry had did better among the blacks. He would did better using cultural conservatism. Bush got 15% of the black vote in Ohio and 15% of the black vote in Florida and Texas and North Carolina. Why don't public make more outreach among the black vote?
You know, I understand that Trump actually expanded his black vote, minority vote, right at 30% over the last go round, and even in Hispanic votes he expanded as well. So
big time.
I think the president has picked up a lot of support. And, you know, whether you agree with him or not, the Opportunity Zones legislation was fantastic for minority communities, the black college efforts to make sure that we funded those properly. So I think the president began to reach those communities. And I certainly think securing the border wall allowed people who work in this country to get better paying jobs, because obviously there's a supply and demand issue there. And when you've got a ton of supply of people pouring across the border competing against, no matter what race, creed, economic origin, whatever the case may be, when you've got that demand there, it's a fixed demand for the economy's growing, and then the supply of labor is limited, then obviously your wages go up. And so that's really the fix to allowing people to have an income. And so I think the president has done a fantastic job. He's expanded the base, and we can always do better. I mean, we're called to heal the nation. I think that dividing never helps. And so we certainly want to work across the aisle. But I think the president had made a fantastic step in that direction. I'm hoping that it continues with our party.
Well, let me ask you a question. Who do you think the most viable candidate for president? Would it be like Mike Pence or Ted Cruz, or who? Who do you think, Marco Rubio? Who do you think would be the strong contender?
right now, it's hard to say who I think would be the best. You know, Chrissy Noem out of South Dakota is a fantastic governor. She's well-liked. She served in the House, has a track record that's impeccable. And she's a rancher out there. But
the inside track, probably
Ted Cruz right now, just because of his fundraising capabilities. He would be hard to beat. You know, it's a money game. So
Mike Pence didn't raise a lot of money by being vice president.
Mike could have. I think this recent fiasco, or whether you agree with him or not, on the contention of the delegate, because it's going to hurt him with a lot of the solid base in the in the Republican Party in the South, in this part of the world, and then, you know, in the red areas. So, you know, conservatives is really the thing, I think, in a lot of ways, that Pence may have hurt himself with that contention on the delegate.
Real quick.
Okay, are you taking Martha Rowe's place in this district? Are you representing Prattville, too?
Yes, sir. I've got Prattville and all that area up there, an area of Montgomery.
Otauga and Elmore County.
Otauga, Elmore County, down to all the way to the Georgia line and the Florida line.
Okay, then. Well, all right. Can you go over what Biden proposed, $1.9 trillion? I didn't hear it. Did you hear what he was proposing?
No, I have not seen anything from President-elect Biden on the actual triple P programs or the funding, and it probably will
we
be
can
that,
give you some
probably that number at some point.
Yeah, I'll give you. I'll play a clip on this $1.9 trillion package. Thanks, Greg. Let me go to Don. Don, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon. I apologize if this question's been asked, but does Ronald McDaniel need to go?
You know, I don't know. I think that the president really likes Ronna. I think the job that she's done has been pretty remarkable.
Well, I disagree with you, and I'll tell you why I disagree. It's because the election, to me, was lost. In purple states, with Republican houses and legislatures, and they allowed the secretaries of state and judges to change their laws without people fighting. After the election, you're not going to get the election changed.
Don, let me correct you. They did challenge some of the things that the election officials were doing in Michigan, Missouri, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, and Arizona, and Nevada.
Well, the legislators, they should have pushed the legislators to do something more. And there's just one thing. You've got 2 years to turn the House. People, you know, I speak for me. I wasn't in love with Donald Trump. But Donald Trump is the first Republican that actually came in and did the things that I believe in. Taxes, the border, the rest of them come in there and they just needle-mouth people who try to impress Democrats more than the people they serve. And that includes McConnell. Maybe it's time for people like McConnell to go. And what about the ex-vice president with Bush's daughter? Is it time for her to go?
You know, I don't know. I tell you, the one thing I have discovered in D.C. is, you're right, is sometimes it's hard to tell the difference in the parties. The process kind of is corrupt in a lot of ways. It doesn't represent the people. And so there are some people that need to go. And I think that's the one thing, regardless if you're a Rhino, which is a Republican in name only, or you're a never-Trumper, or if you're a Democrat. There was a comment made by one of the Democrats the other day when they were impeaching the president, and he said, we're afraid. It was Steny Hoyer, actually. He said, we're afraid of Donald Trump. And they're afraid of him, but it's not because of the reason Hoyer, not because he's inciting riots, but because of his popularity. Yep. And they know he can beat him, and they know that the American people love him, and he speaks to the American people. And so that's what they're afraid of.
I use the terminology that they are so scared that he'll come back in 2024 and win, and then it'll be the Mandela effect. He'll come back bigger and stronger than ever. Don, thanks for the telephone call. Debbie, let me go to you real quick. You're on with Barry Moore.
Hi. Okay, real quick. Barry, I did vote for you, and you've made me proud. Thank you so much. It's been a very hard way to start your term, but you're holding up real good, and I'm real happy for us to have you. Now, what I want to bring up, two things real fast. If Babette's being killed, being investigated, I'm sure it is, if you've heard of anything about that issue, why she was shot,
when a multitude of other people were in the building and they were not. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up was my fear about all this, especially after hearing, and I already knew by looking at it, that there's militarized type of techniques being used. These people are well organized, etc. That it's not Democrat or Republican. It may not even be people that are of our country, but using the situation to get rid of Joe Biden, maybe even Kamala, and blame it on Trump. And then they'll take care of all of it at one time. Boom, done.
You know, I hadn't thought that far into the theory. There's a lot of rabbit holes out there. There's a lot of rabbit holes out there that you can go in on this. And honestly, yes. You're right. It did look organized to me. Yes. And why she was shot, and I saw the video, and it was coming into the speaker's lobby. There was a stairwell, and she was trying to climb through a window to the side of it. And I don't know at that point, but I guess the police officer had to make a decision. And so as far as the young lady getting shot, I think it was just a matter of them responding, looking like she was about to at least advance right to where they were at their position. So, but yeah, the theory about this could be somebody outside of the Democrat or outside of Antifa or Black Lives Matter or whatever the case may be. Don't know just yet. It's early in the investigation. I was pleased to see they're starting to make arrests on both sides of the political aisle. So hopefully we'll get to the truth of who's actually behind this.
Thanks, Debbie. Alabama's getting hit hard. We had the guy in North Alabama with the explosives. Gosh. Joey, pull up the Biden COVID. This is on CBS. This is kind of give you a background on Biden and the stimulus package or what he's suggesting. It's a little bit of money. Listen to this.
Last night, the president-elect unveiled a plan to spend nearly $2 trillion on new programs to roll back the economic damage from the pandemic. Weisha Zhang is covering the Biden transition in Wilmington, Delaware.
President-elect Biden is urging lawmakers to pass this package fast, calling it a moral obligation, but speed may be a challenge. Not only does he have to convince many Republicans to get on board with that huge price tag, but senators will likely be in the middle of President Trump's second impeachment trial and confirmation hearings for Mr. Biden's cabinet nominees. The president-elect says they should split up their workday so they can do it all.
We must act now and act decisively.
President-elect Joe Biden's plan to rescue a ravaged economy would offer direct relief by sending $1,400 stimulus checks, extending and increasing unemployment insurance from $300 to $400 a week, and providing a higher child tax credit.
The crisis of deep human suffering is in plain sight. There's no time to waste.
The Thursday night speech also served as Mr. Biden's first formal sales pitch to lawmakers, especially Republicans who will likely balk at the nearly $2 trillion price tag.
I know what I just described does not come cheaply, but failure to do so will cost us dearly.
Not come cheaply, you're talking about around $3 trillion.
That's not cheap.
1.9 is what he said, but Investor Business Daily did a piece on it. The interesting thing is everybody's missing. Everybody goes, well, you can't do impeachment in this also. The things, appropriation starts in the House, and so you guys are going to be fighting over it. What is the tempo among Republicans, are there any Democrats that you think would be against something like what you just described?
I think it depends on what's in the legislation, but this economy will do $2 trillion a month if we'll open it up, and so this $2 trillion won't last very long, but it'll be something for our kids to have to pay back for generations. So my thoughts would be, hey, let's move forward, let's get the economy open, let's do it as best and safe as possible as we can, but this is 300 days into a, 2-week shutdown we're in, and so I think that the private sector, free markets should be able to fix this thing a lot quicker. That $2 trillion is not going to last long in the American economy. And $600 or $500 or $1,000 for a family, for somebody who's not working, that's not any money.
Four states represent 40% of the unemployment. California, Illinois, New York, and New Jersey.
surprise, are all ran by Democrats.
And they all are in lockdown.
That's right. That's exactly. And Cuomo's starting to have some buyer's remorse.
I know,
remorse.
You
the other day. All of a sudden, we got to open up. We're going broke. No joke.
Well, know? and also Joe Biden's about to become president. I mean, it's like, swing the doors
double
open.
Double whammy. It's a double whammy. Yeah, you know, so he may swing the doors open, and Joe may shut the thing down. You know, you just don't ever know. But I hope we have at least some states' rights in that respect, because I think Ron DeSantis is doing it. That's another candidate that would be a great presidential candidate out of Florida. Doing a fantastic
he
job.
He really did.
Doing a fantastic job in Florida, man. Manager.
Yeah, when you look at our governors of Florida and Texas, those two are superheroes out of this. Georgia, not so much.
South Dakota, too, don't quit.
Oh, yeah.
Christine Holmes, she's doing a good job out there. She don't have the economic engine that Florida's got, but she's doing a good job.
Yeah, and she had a little bit of a problem at the pork processing plant, but she got that under control pretty fast.
Sharp. She's
and very, 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 very sharp. And I can see her being a really good VP, and that's probably Nikki Haley probably didn't like.
Not the sound
hear me talking about that, and looking at what you're doing in Washington, and where we're going next. I mean, this is going to be. When are you going back?
Don't know yet. Maybe inauguration day yet. We don't
so
know.
So you want
sure.
to be there for
no, sir. I'm probably not going to attend inauguration. I'd plan to, and then I got some security briefings yesterday, and I thought the police and the guard are going to have enough to say grace over without having to look after us, too. And so, I'd made my decision today not to go and actually do the inauguration, but we may go into session the day after, so I would fly up the night of, probably, okay. Depending on what's going on.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to read about you in the news.
Yeah, it's 21,000 soldiers, and then you got all this, you know, these security briefings saying there's going to be big crowds, and I thought to myself, and they're not going to be Joe Biden crowds, because he never could draw more than 8 people, so you know it's not going to be
that. So is that telegraphing that on the 21st that they'll be starting talking about this budget and the Biden package?
That's what I would expect. Again, you don't know with Nancy Pelosi and what she's going to do, and I was surprised we were back this week for impeachment, to be honest with you. I never dreamed that would come down the pipe. So she may or may not call us in, but if the president's putting, president-elect, I should say, is putting pressure on her, we may be back right up after the inauguration.
I'll have to say, Joe actually did a good job last night on that speech. I mean, I didn't watch it live. I played it back. But I was going, yeah, this isn't bad. But then I could hear the cash register ring every time he said something. $1,400 going out the door. I mean, we're talking about some serious money. The unemployment checks going up by $400. I mean, this is some serious stuff here.
And we've got to, and it's like I said a while ago, you the people that I talk to in businesses, they need employees. So if we pay them to stay at the house, then they're not going to have people to work in the restaurants, work in the food industry, the service industries, wherever we need to get open back up. And so, my proposal all the whole time is let them work tax-free. Don't take any taxes out. Instead of taking it out, letting them work, or bailing it out and just sending them the money, you know, just let them work tax-free, and that gets the people back to work. It opens the economy up, and I said that $2 trillion in 1 month, you know, it don't last long when you're just printing it and sending it to people, but if they're earning it and it's turning over in the economy, it does a whole lot better for us.
So what is the tempo, what do you think the taste is for doing something that Biden recommends? Do you think that the Republicans are kind of go, I don't know, you obstructed Trump, we don't like this because it's too much money. Do you think that could we be in a stalemate?
It's possible. And you know the media is going to paint it up as the Republicans are not trying to help people.
Oh,
now, Nancy
already
held it up all the way up until the election. She held it up forever because of the election, and she even admitted as much. And now I'm sure they'll be trying to drive that train. How our party responds, I don't know yet. I think it depends on what's in that package, Dan.
Let me go to a break. Final segment with Barry Moore. If you got a question, comment, or viewpoint, well, you better call.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Our good friends at Dillon Wings are looking for you in Valentine's Day, getting something special for that special person. 119 Brown Springs Road. Go by and see Josh or Leslie. Dillon Wings, great couple, great folks, very talented. Leslie is the shopper's shopper. Josh is a true jeweler, can repair your jewelry, create jewelry, and make something special for that special person. Dillon Wings, 119 Brown Springs Road. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Barry, tell me what your schedule is going to be like while you're in the district.
Well, we're going to try to work, obviously, be as proactive as we can. We want to do our town halls as soon as we can get back up and open. And so today, this is probably about my fifth or sixth stop, would you say, Bill?
Bill's running you hard.
He's running me hard, and that's okay. We know that we need to be visible. We need to be active, and that's part of the process, especially as a new representative. We want to make sure that people, the Vox Populi, the voice of the people, we want to make sure we're interacting and they know where we're at. And our team is incredible. I've already said that. So we're going to be working. I don't know what all we'll be doing. I know I'm touring farms tomorrow, so Sunday I'll be attending church. And let me say this too: if the church groups out here need me to speak on just a personal, spiritual standpoint and not political, I'm always happy to do that on Sunday.
Outstanding.
So we want to be visible, we want to be active, and that's something I really enjoy doing. So.
Well, there's something. Martha started out that way and was very accessible, would come on the show, and then started planning off. But this district has missed that sorely, and because if you think about the members that we've had of Everett and Dickerson and people like that, we've had some people that have been really plugged into this district.
Absolutely, and that's the shoes to fill. And when you hear those stories of the Everetts and the Dickersons and how well they were loved and how much the people appreciated them, you got your work cut out for you. And, you know, I think the time in the legislature proven that you can serve your people or you can go up there and try to serve the system, and I want to serve the people.
That's one of the reasons we like you so, so very much. And so last time I talked to you, we were talking committee assignments. You said it was going to come after the inaugural, you feel?
Yes, sir. That's kind of what we're hearing. It's going to be probably after the inauguration.
Have you put together your wish list?
I have. And, you know, House Armed Services, Veterans Affairs, Ag, those are committees, small business, and a couple others. So, you know, right now I think we're probably going to end up for sure getting a shot at Ag, a solid shot. I don't know about House Armed Services. That's rare for a freshman. And so you just put them out and then you tell them, hey, here's, and in Veterans Affairs, I think we'll be able to do well there because we've got a great history. So if I can get Veterans Affairs and Ag, I'll have my district at least in some ways covered pretty well.
Do you have a sense of how many veterans you have, current active duty and retired veterans in here? Because it's going to be huge.
Yeah, I have no idea. I know that Dale County has the higher population per capita of veterans in any county in the state. So that's just outside of Fort Rucker over in Ozark here. And then, of course, you got Coffee County, which is on the west. And then, of course, Maxwell Gunner here. So I don't know. And a lot of people retired Alabama. That's the one thing I noticed is even around Fort Rucker, those instructors, they'll come, they'll fly, they'll go through flight school, they'll do the time in the military, they'll come back and be instructor pilots, and then they'll retire because you got some good school systems around some of these areas and all that. Great climate, you know, and it's pretty reasonable to live here.
Taxes are good.
Property taxes are low. So there is a lot of reasons that I always tell everybody that Alabama's a great place to retire, and we want to encourage that.
Well, that's what we'll have callers that are retired military, and they basically will say, came to Maxwell, did duty, went somewhere else, had to come back because I love the place, or did my final show here and just fell in love with Alabama and became an Alabama fan.
We love our. Now, we don't want to know just necessarily Alabama fans. Sorry, Randy Hickman. But you know,
were cheering for the national championship.
Yes, sir, I was. Now, I have to admit that I had to pull for Alabama in the national championship. But I'm an old Auburn Ag guy, so I got to pull for my Cal College when they're in the big game. We're proud of that. We got T-shirts that say that. But it's a great place to retire. And I think these families, when I was actually chairman of Military Veterans Affairs, in-state tuition, things that we could do to make sure that protect us from BRAC, the Purple Hearts parking spaces. There's not a state in the nation that loves our veterans more than us.
Really?
I don't believe that.
No, absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. Since you have been in office, what is the number one call about that you're getting in the district offices and then you're getting up in D.C.?
The same, election integrity. That's the thing going forward that so many people are
wondering. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a complete different thing than it was.
Yeah.
A few months ago,
it was the border wall or cut taxes or support President Trump. But now that a lot of people believe, and I heard a poll, 30% of the Democrats think this election was stolen. So that's interesting. I don't know how accurate that is. But election integrity, that is one thing that we have got to make sure for Alabama. And I was going to speak contesting the delegates in Georgia because they're our neighboring state. And we got voter ID here. And for my people's votes to be stolen or taken because of fraud, that is just not right. And so across the nation, I think election integrity has to be a priority. We've got to figure out a way. The gentleman was talking earlier about shoring up these local legislators to do their job, to get these election laws cleaned up so we do not have this ever again.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, you're not looking at a federal approach. You're looking at getting the states to do it and shore up their elections.
I think the people are going to require that their local legislators do better. I think that's coming. I think that's something that you expect these Republican voters to do. Across the country, they've got to make sure they get a good handle on this.
Well, being a student of this, what happened is when you read their law, it says you cannot, this is what you have to do. But there's no penalty if you don't do it. If they would just write a penalty in there, that would change a whole lot of things. If you don't follow the rules, you will lose your job, period.
Absolutely. I think that's with anything, that you have to have some punishment for breaking the rules, or there's no reason not to break the rules.
Exactly.
You
know? And that was
especially
it.
When you're dealing with people who don't mind cheating. You know?
Yeah, exactly. What was the penalty? There was no penalty. So kick everybody out and go count votes later on.
We got to get stiff on that.
Let me go to Citizen Jane. Citizen Jane has a question for Barry Moore.
Good afternoon. I have a question for Congressman Moore. I want to know if he has decided where his district offices are going to be. Yeah, because when I went on, I'm trying to contact his office actually this morning, and it listed three sites, and I called the one in Wetumpka, and I got the former congressman's recording on it. So I called and left a message in his D.C. office, but if he could make sure that people in his district have his contact information, I think that would be great. Thank you.
Well, hang on. This is how we get stuff done here. Go ahead.
Well, we're having to wait. We got an approval on the 22nd of January to start the work, I think. No, I'm sorry. Everything will be turned on the 22nd of January. So we'll have an office in Wetumpka at City Hall, and then one in Andalusia at City Hall, and then in Dothan where the former congressman's office was. So they'll be available. And then our D.C. offices, you should be able to track us down up there. All Martha's numbers are going to be handed over to us. So you should have the same numbers, and we'll be happy to make those public. Like I said, we're just moving. Dealing with the federal government is a little slow sometime, and like I said, they're going to turn everything on the 22nd for us.
And folks, the district person here is Bill Harris, a longtime friend of mine, outstanding. He is a get things done kind of guy. I watched him at two Republican national conventions. Man. He is hard to deal with. I'm saying that as an advanced guy. Mary, I tell you what, I really appreciate you being here. Appreciate you being here for as long as you are. You've been here. And I hope you will come back again and again and again.
We will, Dan, and we'll be in touch when we start these meetings around the state and around the county and the districts so you guys can notify people because we want to make sure they get plugged in.
We'd love to do that. We'd love to, because like I keep telling you, I think there's been a void of that for a while, and there's a lot of pent-up demand for that.
Sure,
so
sure.
I think the audience, just like the last caller, is very, very hungry. Barry, thanks for dropping by, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Have a great weekend. Joey, thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.
broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump is expected to leave the White House before